This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast, and by the time that this podcast is over, we will have covered not only the All-Star game, but also the return of the chosen one, Connor McDavid. We'll give you our thoughts on the life and times of Semyon Varlamov, and we'll ponder the question, what will the Avs look like post-All-Star game? But before we get into that, the show is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. The coolest hockey shirts you're ever going to find. You're awesome, they're awesome, make more awesome.
Yeah, huge shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves, this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived.
ColoradoHockey.com. The NHL held their annual All-Star game, and in breaking news, it didn't suck. Why? Because a man named John Scott was on the ice. He was everywhere, and everyone wanted to talk to him. Everyone wanted to pass to him, and everybody wanted him to be the star of the show. He didn't let down. It might have seemed like the NHL begrudgingly did John Scott a favor by allowing him to play in the All-Star game, but the honest truth to the story is that it ended up being what John Scott has done for the NHL. A dramatic headline? Well, maybe, but it's not untrue either. John Scott single-handedly made the All-Star Game something to see again. There was emotion, there was a story, and there was an appreciation for the man himself and every other player like him that makes their living the hard way. Away from their families, always at the risk of having it all taken away from them in some PR move or at the whim of some GM who lives a very different reality. John Scott went into a really tough situation and came out of it probably the most beloved enforcer in recent history. Some of the highlights from the John Scott experience include a 95 mile per hour slap shot. That's not bad, folks. A not so subtle hit on Patrick Kane, which everyone cheered for. Two goals. Oh, and by the way, he was the MVP of the whole thing. Most of John Scott's immediate family was in the stands that night, and every single one of them had a tear on their face, a tear of happiness, with the exception of the two kids who were choking each other. But even those two little hooligans were proud of their daddy, and they weren't afraid to show it when he scored his first goal tonight. What I've learned is that John Scott is not only deserving of all the praise and attention that he was given out there, but we all needed to see him out there and to know that there was still some humanity left in the world, in the NHL, and in ourselves. If you weren't touched by what you saw on the ice, then you need to get in touch with your inner self, bro. At the end of the day, social media may have played a trick on us all, but when it came time to make it right for the fans and the players, we did just that. I could go on and on about the All-Star Game and John Scott all day long, but why do that when you have a friend like Stephen Crociata and his opinions?
Stephen Crociata.
Heading into the All-Star game, the NHL looked like its own worst enemy. It ended up becoming their own best friend. How does the NHL create a 24% increase in viewers of the NHL All-Star game? Create a really polarizing storyline. By no intention, they created the, as actually said by you, the All-Scott game. By pretty much not wanting John Scott in this game, they created more fans and more people wanting to watch than they ever could have imagined. And what did we end up with? We ended up with a story for the ages. I mean, these are things that like legends are made out of. You know, no one expected John Scott to have much of an impact. Yeah, sure, you know, the guys were going to try to make him a factor in the game. Not only does the guy score two goals, but the team just rallied behind him. You could honestly tell that those guys want everything out there that they were doing, they were trying to do for John Scott. They really wanted to make it worth it for him. Anytime the guy touched a puck, the crowd was going crazy, standing ovations nonstop when he was announced, when he was in the hardest shot competition. Every time the guy was involved in any way, shape, or form, the fans were going nuts, and the hockey players in it really, honestly, were affected. You can tell that they were just, it made it that much better for them. And we're talking opposing players, we're talking about guys on his specific team. You know, they all just really rallied behind the whole John Scott story. And it was great to see. I mean, you know, a lot of people say that the NHL is different than the other sports, and I do believe that. I don't think we've ever seen this even in the NHL. I mean, this is something that's just, it was truly remarkable. It was something that turned writers into fans. It turned executives into fans. Everybody just became a fan in that moment. And they wanted to see something that no one expected. And then the fans doing their, you know, due diligence, not only were they able to name John Scott an all-star and the captain of the Pacific team, but he became the MVP when the Pacific team won the All-Star Game Finals. And it capped off a really phenomenal night. And the NHL, they end up winners in a situation where they just constantly have looked like losers time and time again through John Scott making it to the All-Star Game and them not wanting him in to the John Scott trade where it looked like the NHL might have been involved. I mean, the NHL was just getting blasted by everybody. And they end up truly the biggest benefactors in this whole situation. Their All-Star Game, which has struggled, you know, more than any of the other sports, had a 24% increase. And granted, that's partly due to the exciting 3-on-3 format, but John Scott and that whole story truly made the biggest difference more than anything else that could have. And I honestly think that if it wasn't for John Scott and this whole situation, I don't think they would have seen that 24% increase. And really, I don't think anyone could have predicted that.
That, my friends, is Stephen Crociata speaking in truths and telling it like it is. We move on to a man who probably doesn't mind so much that Big John Scott is getting in the spotlight. Why? Because it keeps him out of it. That's right, the Chosen One, Connor McDavid, is about to hit the ice again. The Chosen One, Mickey D, was supposed to be the best thing that happened to NHL hockey in, well, a couple of decades. But guess what? That chosen thing went headfirst into the boards and came out of it with a broken collarbone. That hurts, that sucks, and that put him out of commission for a while, but now he's back. He's going to play Tuesday night. This is no small deal. The most highly touted player in recent memory had his wrecking ball moment cut short by a freak injury. So many questions now about the kind of player that he'll be after the injury and if he can still live up to the hype after being forced out of hockey for so long. I have a hunch, though, he's going to be just fine. Another man who'd like to stay out of the spotlight right now is Semyon Varlamov. Why? Well, because his spotlight happens to be in the court of law. For those of you who don't know, Semyon Varlamov is now in civil court being sued by his ex-girlfriend for damages, trauma, and I don't even know what else, to be honest with you. I do know that it had Patrick Waugh on the stand, Gabriel Landeskog, and a few other Avalanche players, including a Russian masseuse who has a handful of names. It was a circus, and I have to give credit, though, to BSN, who has done such a great job in following the Varley court case. I think I speak for everyone when I say that I can't wait to see Varley back on the ice and out of the courtroom. You don't have to love the guy or even the way that he played for the Colorado Avalanche to appreciate Brad Stewart. Brad Stewart spent an awful lot of time in his own special spotlight of hate with the Colorado Avalanche fans for not really being the same player that destroyed our captain, Gabriel Landeskog. Brad Stewart's injury news really isn't a surprise at all, but it is kind of sad when you think about it. It's a lot like what Alex Tanguay is going through right now, but in an extreme case. Brad Stewart got old, and that happens to hockey players, especially hockey players who play like he does. Hockey players of all abilities work hard to make their dreams come true, and when they get injured, they start working to keep those dreams a reality. Stewart may lace up the skates again for some other team, but I think that his Avalanche days are behind him now, and I think that we'll be looking for a new defenseman with a little bit less of a contract and a little bit more of an upside. So the All-Star Game, or All-Scott Game, as we should all call it, the Varley Trial and the looming Super Bowl have taken some of the magic out of the Avalanche's recent run.
Previously on the Colorado Avalanche season.
After a rough start to the season, the Avalanche were finally playing the kind of hockey that could land them a berth in the playoffs come postseason. It remains to be seen whether they can keep the train on the tracks and keep the wheels turning in that direction, but one thing that I do think is certain is that we're going to see some moves now. The All-Star Game is a benchmark for most teams in the NHL, and this is where they want to see if they have what it takes to make a playoff run. Based on the viability of their team making the playoffs, the teams might be looking for a rental, or they're going to be looking to shore up some problems they have for the future. Patrick Waugh and Joe Sakic have positioned the team well with prospects to be able to afford a few hits on the younger rosters. A guy like Bigra could find himself playing for another team soon in a package deal if it means the return of something like a Drouin. I don't know if something like that would ever happen, but I'll leave the details and speculation to the pros out there like BSN, Mile High Hockey, and so on. What I do know is that the Avalanche have an opportunity to make the postseason, and they need all hands on deck. They need everybody playing the game that they're there to play. Everyone playing their role, everyone showing up every night, and just win, baby. The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're only available online at AvsFam.com. Riley, Landy, Dutchie, EJ, Mac, all of them, there, waiting for you. Go get one. Be awesome. Wait, don't go anywhere. Bonus track.
It's game night at the Gannon and the crowd. Avs go. ABS fan for the win. Go Avs go. Cody Mack and Martinson. Go Avs go. Tyson Berry strike again. Go Avs go. Let the Avalanche begin. Go